The Brekkie Show with Dan Rennie on 98.9 FM. Sponsored by Seats R Us, ProDrive and Motson's Automotive Service.
Yeah, good to have you company. It's Wednesday morning, just after 8 o'clock, and currently 26 degrees, looking at a top of 33 today. My guest is in the studio with us right now, Jared Porter. Firstly, mate, how are you? Where you been? What have you been doing?
Oh, man, that's a long answer to a small question. I'm doing really well, first off.
Yeah, good.
Loving 2018. Super pumped. I guess we were just chatting before this, saying that it was 2014 the last time I was in here with you. I just actually couldn't believe that, scrolling through Instagram, going, I'm sure that's before that. Wow.
Yep.
Wow, last time.
And you and had zero kids back then. Now you have two.
Zero kids. I had one in the oven.
Yeah.
And now I've got two crazy little kids running around.
Awesome.
Two little porters, yeah. It's fantastic. Been a crazy journey, that's for sure.
How's that changed you? And has that sort of, slowed you up a little bit?
Yeah, I some people have said that about slowing up, and I feel like it's not a – I wouldn't use the term slow. I think it's just – it's changed things up. So you approach things differently. You prioritize a little bit differently, you know. I mean, you've got two little kids that want your attention, so when you're doing too much work and the chaos of touring life or riding schedule, that you got to stop and go, wait, hang on, I got two little tiny tots that actually want some daddy attention. So it changes – how you approach things.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's taught me a lot, not just about parenting, but just what's the most valuable thing I could be doing with my life right now. So it's been an amazing journey.
Like, all right, let's get back to the beginning.
Yeah.
The backstory, the Jared Porter story, obviously, you know, American originally.
Yeah, so California born and raised.
I went to California. I went to the U.S. for the first time last year. Went to California.
I remember us chatting about when you were going to go and when it was going to happen. Yeah, okay.
A beautiful country. Yeah, love it. Love the people. Sort of Americans get a bit of a bad rap, I think.
Yeah, a little bit. That's
look,
all right.
I tell you what, there wasn't a bad person I met in America. All, and especially the music fans. I mean, they're just hardcore,
crazy. Music.
Love it. Not only that, but sports fans. You know, if they love their sport,
That's why when I moved here, I thought there was a lot of similarities. You know, people really down to earth. You know, Aussies love the outdoors. We love sport. We love music. Just love having a good time. And so that I felt like I fit right into that because that's what I came from. You know, so, I mean, I guess it's hard to see. You see the ones on Instagram and the news and you think that all American culture is like that. But it's actually, it is down to earth. And I think that's why I love Australia so much as well, is that it's so similar in that nature.
Indeed. Where in California are you?
It's a little strange named town, Visalia. But it's right in the heart of the farming belt in California. So it's the claim to fame I think they have is that it's the largest dairy-producing county in the world.
Right on. Is it near Bakersfield or is it...
Yeah, it's an hour north of Bakersfield. So
I would have driven through there, I reckon.
Around the famous Bakersfield,
Good one.
So did you go to Fresno?
Yes,
we did. So you would have drove right past my town.
Oh, there you go.
You would have skipped it, driving on the 99 freeway, went right Bakersfield straight to Fresno, you would have skipped Visalia.
Right on.
But that was where I grew up,
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And, how did you end up here?
Well, my mom married an Aussie when I was 15, so that was the change. And then, so being in Australia, then my friends actually were like, "Oh, you're American, you can sing in our punk rock band." And I went, "No, I don't sing. You know, I was into sport. That was what I loved." And
baseball,
A bit of everything. It was actually Olympic style wrestling was the thing at the time.
Right on.
Yeah, I was when I moved here. I was going to be trained by an ex Australian Olympian, and that was a cool journey. But the long story short is, I fell from rock climbing, busted my butt. Pretty bad in my back, broke all that and did all that fun stuff for a while and recovered. And the only thing that I could do was go, "Hey, Dad, can you teach me guitar?" And so I just sat in my room and just started playing guitar and starting to write songs. And that's where the love really came. It was in my blood from my dad being a singer-songwriter, but it just started from there.
So you didn't know you could sing when you were young?
No, it was nothing that I had ever really approached. I just thought that was my dad's thing, and he was kind of the... my dad's a bit dorky. He's a blues and country singer, and I don't know if some of you that know, I do the crazy hillbilly handbone thing.
Yeah.
And so I always thought my dad was the dorky old, you know, dad. Of course, you have that image when you're a 12 to 15 year old or whatever. And but look, I've taken the family trade, so to say. And
And put your own spin on it.
Yeah. And I wouldn't look back. You know, I love my sport, but I'm thoroughly passionate.
I got to say, since being in the US, I love my American sports now as well.
Yeah,
I always sort of kept an eye on the basketball and the NFL.
But
I mean, after going to a game, seeing what it's like over there, and going to a few baseball games as well, it's a bit of a game changer. What's your sport?
My first one was, I'm even wearing the hat today, is my first game that I went to was the LA Dodgers, game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I just grew up with this, just a love and excitement for
baseball.
Jeez,
what happened in the World Series, man?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, well, we'll forget about that
one. Okay, move on.
Yeah, but no, that was my first love, and that was the one that I probably did the most of that, and then I went into soccer, but that's not really an American sport. They just kind of play it as well. It is big there, but they can't claim soccer. You know?
No.
You can claim baseball in American football, basketball, stuff
it's
like that.
It's like the English can't claim soccer. I mean, they claim to have invented it, but it's rubbish.
Yeah.
Sorry to my Pommy mates out there. You know you're rubbish.
Yeah, no offense.
Yeah. and so then, and music's obviously, you know, now your profession, your chosen profession.
Yeah.
Winning Star Maker, that was a massive thing. I remember.
Yeah, it was.
I remember the first time I sort of met you. I knew you had a whole stack of potential, and you know, to see you win that Star Maker was I was thrilled because it was sort of something different. You know, they've kind of been doing the same thing for a while.
Yeah.
To pick you as their Star Maker, I thought was maybe changing the guard a little bit.
Yeah, no, and I don't know if you actually know this. I don't know if I brought it up on radio before, but I remember the first time that when you called me, I had just been made redundant, and I was like, "What am I doing?" And I had a big sleep in after a long studio session, and I was going, "Man, this is just not working again." I was like, "This is difficult," and I get a phone call, and I answer. I was, you know, just quickly wake up. I had a late one sleeping on the couch, and hey, this is Dan Rennie from 98.9. How you doing? I just, bang, I didn't need a coffee or anything. I woke up, I was like, oh, it's Dan Rennie. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
You didn't
like,
tell me that.
And no, I haven't. And it was a really, so every time I think about 98.9, I think about what you did for me on that moment going, actually, this is what I love. And you gave me a chance to put me on radio and we brought the band in. We still got the video up on
good times.
California, you know, and it was probably one of the best starting points for my career was being able to come in here and the excitement of being on radio. That was first time on radio for me, and it was
very
like
cool,
it was amazing. Yeah, so all the listeners there, 98.9 actually does way, way more than what you probably think of just playing your favorite songs. Like,
Cheers, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I love it. That's why I said I can't believe that it's been 4 years almost that I haven't been here. I was like, this is my station. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I heard you playing yesterday on the radio, and I was like, geez, I wonder what Jared's up to. And I knew you had a couple of kids and stuff, and so I thought I'd flick your message, see what you're doing, and here you are. So it's fantastic, mate. You've been working on some new tunes, you tell me?
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, the last couple of years, I've really been writing with other artists and stuff. So it's fit in keeping my own career going, and I'm passionate about songwriting and finding the song for the artist, you know, and matching that with them. So, you know, Firefly Summer for Kaylin's Rain was one that I wrote with them, and I was really happy about that. Went number one for them. So it was kind of cool that I wasn't touring like they were, but I was able to watch them be a part of their success with them.
Is that a different – that's got to feel like a whole different thing?
It is. Giving
something away?
It's even though, you know, they're not – you know, I'm not an old man. It felt like I was sending off like a releasing my kids going, yeah, be successful. And it was really cool. And then doing the same thing with Caitlin Shadbolt last year with my breakup anthem, being able to write with her on that. And that went number one everywhere. And it was really a really exciting feeling. And did a couple more with Karen Page and Travis Collins on his album, and you know, just doing some writes and stuff, and just seeing the success in that for someone else was a really neat thing to watch. Oh, I'm actually doing what I love, but I'm helping someone else become successful. And it was really, it's fun. I love it. I love writing. So,
all right, we'd love to get a song if we can. We'll come back and chat a bit more. You've got some big things on the way, of course. It's Tamworth Festival fast approaching. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And plenty more. What are you going to do for us?
I might play one of my favorite ones from the last couple of years for myself that we haven't released it yet. I'm hoping to. We'll give you a bit of a sneaky
deadly
airwaves play.
All right,
here.
We'll take it away. Jared Porter.
Who's watching? I don't care who knows. Got a fire burning inside me. Gonna leave it up to my toes. I remember when we were young. We drove that Mustang into that sun. So we light up that fire, rolling up all nighter. Crank the speakers loud. Yeah, wake up this whole town. We lance all night. You'll sing all day. We take your fears, yeah, burn them all away. We had a barefoot all night, bougie night, cranking that radio up real high. Dancing by the fire, the sun on shining. All I wanna do
get a little noisy with you. Get a little noisy with you. Everybody keep watching, let the whole world wide know. I got a fire burning with the old love, gonna leave it up to my tools. I remember when we went out, just waiting on that sun to go down, so we can light up that fire, rolling up all night, or crank the speakers loud. Yeah, wake up this whole town and dance all night. You'll sing all day. We take your fears, yeah, burn them all away. We had a barefoot all night, bougie night, drinking that radio up real high, dancing by the fire till the sun comes up. And all I wanna do is get a little noisy with you. Get a little noisy with you. We dance all night, you sing all day. We take your fears, yeah, burn them all away. We had a barefoot all night, Fuji night, cranking that radio up real high, dancing by the fire, the sun comes up. And all I wanna do is get a little noisy with you. 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 Yeah. Oh, get a little noisy. Yeah. Mm.
Right on, Jared Porter. Live with us here on the Brekkie Show. Man, great song.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Now, we were talking just before off air about, some of the, some of the contemporaries that you've worked with, of your mates as well, like Brad Butcher, getting nominated for a new talent, Golden Guitar. I mean, I think it's really great that the Tamworth are embracing, artists are, I suppose, a little bit different than what they normally sort of put forward.
Yeah, I love it. I've been, writing on the, in the background for the last couple of years, but also been really trying to encourage the industry to, I guess it's difficult for me because I am American, so I don't want to come across very Nashville, and but I love that is the way that the sound is shifting because of generation.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think if we're a generation industry, then we kind of hand on the baton, And I love seeing, like you said, like some of these ones that have been working hard that are still considered new talent that have just been busting their butt out on the road and putting albums together and working hard. And it's really cool to see that fruit and that acceptance going, yeah, actually, this is the way that music is shifting.
Mm.
It has been for a while. And it's really cool to see that actually taking place with the Golden Guitars. It's
absolutely
cool.
Yeah. You look at the other side of it as well, and I guess I wouldn't say it's probably my most favorite type of country, but the likes of Florida Georgia Line and these type of guys getting commercial
heaps,
airplay,
heaps
and heaps of commercial play. I think it's important that Australian country music does capitalize on on the back of that.
Yeah. I mean, my friend, he was working at Pandora Music before they closed the doors here, and he was saying actually, like musically speaking, that the world was starting to like. Because, they got all their algorithms and stuff, and they actually do it musically. And you're saying by our charts, people were choosing to listen to country without realizing it was country. Musically speaking, they weren't choosing a country playlist, but the music they were enjoying was actually country music, contemporary, mind you. And then it would slip in, and I've got a local cafe that plays my album still, and they're like, so who else do we need to listen to? And they're just playing traditional, like going back, Trace Atkins, they're going traditional country because they're finding they love that, and that sound is shifting. So people like it a lot more, and I think it's just going to shift. And I think it's shifting in people's minds, the stigma with it, whatever it may be, good or bad. I think it's shifting, and it's a good shift.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm excited about it.
Good on you.
Yeah.
What do you think of those terms like, you know, the derogatory stuff like, you know, bro country and these type of... I don't know if it's derogatory, but I guess it's, you know, it's something...
Some would use it as that. Yeah, for sure. look, I was classed as that. I'd like to think that a little bit more than just the term. I think bro country... I'm pretty sure that Florida Georgia Line invented that style when Cruise came out.
Yep.
And then followed.
I think they were calling it hip-hop for a while. Or,
And look, it's still there, and it's actually progressing. I'm finding smaller artists that are, you know, getting signed to labels in America that they're actually doing full-on rap, and there's some guys that are country rappers. You know, so they'll rap, and then it'll be about country lyric
content. Yeah.
So I mean, if you were to go back into and really do a full-on debate about the history of country and why it made it country and stuff, there's enough that says that just because it sounds different, it's still country. You know, the people are country. They're rednecks that are rapping. It's redneck rap. We'll call it that. You know what I mean?
Well, there's there's an argument out there that Bob Dylan was the first rapper of all time.
Yes.
You know, some of the things he did with his enunciation and rhyming. Yeah. Couplets and stuff like that. So, you know, rapping could have been around since Bob Dylan.
Totally, yeah. And I think it's just as long as people are enjoying it, and that's the heart of music, no matter what style it is, as long as people are enjoying it, then we shouldn't be cutting it down. You know, I mean, it's music. It's for the soul. It's for enjoyment. Mm. It's for family, for friends, and the feeling you get from it, the whatever it is. And so if it's still doing that, it just sounds different. It's changing. Mm. Cool, let's just go with it. Let's enjoy the music.
What is that style that you do with your family?
Well, we love a whole bunch of things. I'm doing this down in Tampa. A bit of a sneaky secret is a lot of my playlists at the moment are I don't know if all the parents out there that know of Pink Fong. It's crazy, annoying kids music. So that often plays in my car when we're driving to keep the sanity on the road trips. things like all the parents out there are probably going to hate me if I get, you know, Baby Shark. I don't know if you've ever heard that song.
No,
I haven't heard
like, that.
Baby Shark, do. Yeah.
No, you can tell I don't.
And every parent driving right now is going, oh man, why did you do that? And the kids in the back are going, yeah, play that song.
Yeah, crank it.
look, but my kids love country music. One of the songs they loved was off of Thomas Rhett's album that... drink a little beer, play a little music, have a big time tonight. You know, and they just love it because it's fun. Country music is fun, and kids love fun, families love fun. So that's why my wife loves Thomas Rhett as well. That whole sound, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's good.
It is good. Yeah. Whenever the young kids ring up, that's what they want. They want Thomas Rhett. They want, you know, your Luke Bryans, these type of guys.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear another song, but I want to tell you, get you to tell us what you're doing in Tamworth. I know you got some things coming up.
Well, again, like I was saying, I love like being in the industry and stuff. So I was offered to be the compere for the Coca-Cola tent, the famous Coca-Cola tent. So it's no longer a tent anymore. It's in the hall. So I remember when it was a tent. I think it was still a tent for my first Tamworth. It shifted to the town hall there. But so I'll be down there doing that 8 days a week, doing that and seeing the younger generation, because I'm really passionate about the younger generation of Aussie country singers and bringing them up and watching them grow and fostering that. And so I'm really excited about that. And obviously it's got the Battle of the Bands in there, which is cool. I love that, brings back memories for me being in Battle of the Bands.
Yep.
So I love that. I'm passionate about that. But I'm also down there. I'm doing a show called The Bacon Jam. Suits me. I love bacon. And it's at the Pig and Tinder Box.
Who doesn't love bacon?
Who doesn't, right? So we're having a bacon jam, and it's just going to be me and a bunch of friends and some of the songs I wrote with them. A bunch of the old crazy pub covers that I've done on tour that we love, and it's just going to be a night of fun. And so that I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm kind of shifting some new stuff. I'll have new songs in there. Doing the Australia Day concert, which would be fun.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
Right on.
Stars on the Stars.
Well,
would be
people
fun.
Can keep up to date on your Facebook and Instagram, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, excellent. What are you going to do for us to take us out, Jared?
All right, I think I'm going to play for you another upbeat one. Like I said, I love fun. We'll keep it fun on the airwaves. I've been wanting to write this song for years, and when I went to Nashville, there's always that saying, oh, I went to Nashville and wrote a song. We'll bring back the days where people will be saying, you know, I went to Tamworth, I went to Newcastle and wrote this, and I think it's coming. Or Brisbane. I think we were saying Brisbane's going to be the new country music capital.
It already is.
It already is, yeah. And we're right here talking about it.
Yeah.
Look, I was, before I was full-time music, I was actually, I rode John Deere's for a living. I was a lawnmower, and that was my thing.
Oh,
and I had John Deere hats
the
whole time. That was
in
my
the clip,
thing.
I thought it might have been just you just playing around. You're actually...
No, that was actually my world. And then I moved into warehousing as well. But so I have this love for John Deere hats. But I also love being in the city. I like the city, and it's fun. like you know, and so I wanted this theme, this idea of a black tie suit event, like five star mixed with the grit of the working class man. And so this song is called Black Tie Suit.
Beautiful, love
yeah.
it.
So
take it away.
My Sundays wrapped up, kicking back a little lazy, but come Monday we hit the ground running like crazy. Well, I like a field where the corn grows tall, blood and sweat I don't mind at all, but I can clean up, show up and take you to the neon lights. So give me a black tie suit and a John Deere hat, scuffed up on that flash pickup truck, rolling in a city. Got my baby shotgun in a Willie, whole lot of country coming out of them subs. Little hip hop, but not too much. And I find a good time no matter where I'm at, in my black tie suit and my John Deere hat. Oh yeah. I'll take a campfire, yeah, out where the stars shine pretty. I'll take a skyline, midnight. Well, anywhere, girl, if you're with me. I'll take your love on a riverbank, downtown five-star, what you think? If it's good for you, it's good for me, cause I'm always gonna be who I'm gonna be. Give me a black tie suit and a John Deere hat, little bit of dirt scuffed up on that flash, pick a truck, rolling in the city. Got my baby shotgun in a whippy, whole lot of country coming out of them sun. Little hip hop, but not too much. And I find a good time no matter where I'm at, in my black tie suit and my John Deere hat. John Deere hat, little bit of dirt scuffed up on that flash pickup truck, rolling in a city. Got my baby shotgun in a with me, whole lot of country coming out of themselves. Little hip hop, but not too much. I find a good time no matter where I'm at, in my black tie suit and my John Deere hat.
All right, awesome stuff. Jared Ford, live with us here on The Brekkie Show. Mate, thank you so much for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
You're still kicking goals, mate.
Yeah, thank you.